gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024 edition. 2 weeks from today, this will be over. We will get back to seeing what's going on in Lansing. The lame duck session will be in full bore, full blast, game on. Based on polling numbers, it appears that the Republicans will win back the majority in the state house. What does that mean? That means that the one-party system in Lansing that we have been living under, this tyrannical tax-and-spend governor, state representatives, and state senate, those days are over. When the Republicans win the majority, they have the ability, because of the purse strings with the budget, for the last 2 years of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's governorship, they will have the ability to stop her tax and spend agenda. Big budgets, gone. If the Republicans learned anything from the way the Democrats have operated for the last 2 years. Maybe they haven't. If they choose to support Matt Hall to be the speaker, that may not be the case. Matt Hall voted for the gun bills with the Democrats. He made the gun bills bipartisan. You have to understand that this guy is not a fiscal conservative, social conservative. He is not a conservative in any way, shape, or form. He is a money machine when it comes to Lansing. Most speakers of the House are. Going back to my very first speaker I've ever known in dealt with was Jace Bulger, who now works for the DeVos family. Then we had to deal with other speakers. Tom Leonard, Lee Chatfield, current Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, a Democrat. The process that we go through in this election will determine who gets the majority in Lansing, in the state House of Representatives. If the Republicans, in fact, hold court and get the majority back, this lame duck session, folks, starting on November 6th till the end of the year, is going to be a busy one. The number of bills they vote on will probably set a record. The bucket list of the Democrats will be in full force. Getting rid of parental consent. All of the things that they want to do regarding guns. All the things they want to do about abortion. All the things that they want to do about taking away parental rights over their children. Eliminating parental consent in the state of Michigan. You have to understand something. This is a process based on this election. We got a couple stories pulled up about it. We'll talk about it right after this break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
On November 5th, vote for the six concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Potomac.
Schools. Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K-12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On Election Day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. The Washington Compost where their slogan for the Washington Post newspaper, "Democracy dies in darkness." Well, again, we don't have a democracy. We have a constitutional republic. But they are absolutely freaking out over Elon Musk because of his post, because of his information that he's putting out there here in the state of Michigan. Who's fighting right now? Well, none other than Jocelyn Benson, the Democrat Secretary of State, fighting back and forth with Elon Musk over false claims about election fraud caused by large number of inactive or ineligible voters that are on the qualified voter files here in the state of Michigan. 2 weeks before the presidential election today, Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson accused billionaire Elon Musk of spreading dangerous disinformation, quote unquote, about voting in her state. After Musk himself, the owner of Twitter, now known as X, and Tesla, shared a post suggesting falsely that the state's voter rolls swelled by large numbers for inactive voters, ineligible voters, which will result in widespread voter fraud here in the state of Michigan. Benson and Musk exchanged heated messages after he used his powerful platform to spread a popular Republican talking point on Saturday night in the state of Michigan, which is likely to play a major role in determining the outcome of the presidential election, stating that they had more registered voters than eligible citizens and therefore was opening itself up for election-altering fraud. Going to stop right there. Where did Elon Musk get this information? Traverse City's Record Eagle. They spent the time to actually look at the qualified voter files based on the numbers for counties across the entire state of Michigan, all 83 counties. I have a screenshot of the entire map of the state of Michigan, all 83 counties. They found in this map, they identified counties as to whether or not they had less than 100%. That was one of the criteria that they were looking at in this poll, in this analysis of polling registered voters. They identified 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of Michigan's 83 counties actually had less than 100% of its adult population registered on the qualified voter files. The majority of the state of Michigan, Lower Peninsula, as well as the majority of the Upper Peninsula, had between 100% and 119.9% of its adult population registered to vote. And they found actually 11 counties had more than 120% of its adult population registered to vote. I have a screenshot of the map. If you'd like to see this statewide map, text me MAP. Ratio of registered voters to voting age population adults. And this is not talking about whether or not they're citizens or non-citizens. This is simply talking about their real ages. So, for example, in these counties, they have 12 registered voters or more for every 10 people old enough to vote. How does that happen? Dead people and people who no longer live in these counties are on the qualified voter files. One of the counties in this group of 11 is our Antrim County, right next door to Antrim County, Otsego County. There seems to be a cluster right in the very middle of the tip of the mitt, if you will, of counties that have these problems. Local township clerks, local city village clerks, it's not their responsibility. Who's behind this? The very person who's arguing with Elon Musk, Secretary of State Democrat Jocelyn Benson. Why do I say that? Because they have trained the local clerks to go to her website and to download the registered voters on a daily basis. I got that from our local township clerk. She actually said that. She didn't say it to me. She said it to Vicky. It's part of her modus operandi, what she does every day when she goes into the office. She logs into Jocelyn Benson's database and downloads registered voters back into her local qualified voter files. So, as a result, Elon Musk saw this story, evidently, and posted it, tweeted it out there on his platform. Well, Benson, of course, realizes that Elon Musk has thrown and has endorsed Donald Trump. They together, according to Benson and the Washington Compost, claim that both of them have spent months promoting false and misleading claims about voting, which election officials previously told the Washington Post led to increased requests to purge voter rolls and spurred normally private election officials to try to counter Musk's false claims and tried to do it with real-time fact-checking. The back and forth started Saturday evening when Musk reposted a message from the Trump-aligned conservative account that simply uses the handle at Amuse, A-M-U-S-E. Election integrity. The post reads, Michigan finally cleaned its voter rolls of 330,000 dead people, 170,000 people who no longer live in that state. Despite this effort, now it's being reported that, in fact, all 500,000 that were previously deleted are back on the qualified voter files. Who does this? Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State. Now, we don't know for sure. Even though we've asked a few clerks, they're not comfortable divulging that information. But a few of us, of them, have told us that they, in fact, know that the Secretary of State knows their username and password to access their qualified voter files after hours. They tell them that they need to do security updates. They tell them that they need to install patches. They claim that Jocelyn Benson has access to their books. They are too busy getting absentee ballots out. They're too busy preparing for 9 days of early voting, which starts this Saturday. They're too busy to deal with knowing whether or not these dead people and people who no longer live in their communities are actually back into qualified voter files. Well, one of the posts that Elon Musk posted wanted to know and asked in the community notes, is it true Michigan has more registered voters than eligible citizens? Well, in response, Benson reposted his message and said, "You are spreading dangerous disinformation." She went on to say and stipulate that there are 7.2 million active registered voters and actually 7.9 million citizens of voting age in Michigan. Therefore, Musk is pushing a misleading number that includes 1.2 million inactive records slated for removal within accordance with the law. Here's the point that she leaves out of her statement. When are they slated for removal, Jocelyn? Are they going to be removed before Saturday, before the 9 days of early voting? No. You know when they're slated for removal? Some of them will be removed next year in 2025, which is a non-election year. The others are slated for removal in 2027. A year after the next midterm election, of which Jocelyn Benson will be running for governor as a Democrat. Do you connect the dots here, folks? You understand what's happening? We have a George Soros college-educated Secretary of State that was part of his Secretary of State campaign that started years ago. Katie Hobbs, Secretary of State of Arizona, was running against Kari Lake in 2022 midterm elections for governor. Kari Lake, the very pretty former news reporter that Donald Trump had endorsed for governor, who the majority of Trump supporters in Arizona were supporting her to be their governor. Well, surprise, surprise, guess what? Katie Hobbs, the Democrat Secretary of State, who is also part of George Soros' Secretary of State agenda, ended up winning the governorship. So basically what Jocelyn Benson is doing is following Arizona's playbook. These dead people are not slated to be removed in their entirety until after she runs for governor in 2026. Well, Elon Musk didn't back down. As a matter of fact, he doubled down. And this is an interesting point of all this. This story comes from a very liberal, progressive newspaper, the Traverse City Record Eagle. Why did they take the time to look at these numbers across all 83 counties? Why did they identify these 11 counties here in northern Michigan as being 120% plus over the number of eligible voters? Very, very interesting. Now, the reason, according to Jocelyn Benson, under federal law, the states must wait for two consecutive federal elections before people can be removed from the qualified voter files. Well, this election, November 5th, 2024, 2 weeks from today, qualifies as the second federal election. So that's why she's going to start removing these dead people and people who no longer live here.